This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, our series First in Maine is taking us to Winnebago County, Wisconsin. Our goal in this series is to listen to find out what's on voters' minds and what's important in their lives, listening to them think as they make their decisions this election year.
Yesterday, we began our conversations in the lakeside city of Oshkosh at a cafe right on Main Street. Today, it's outside town to the Winnebago County Fair, where I was eager to taste Wisconsin's most famous food. We headed to the first food stand we could find. Could I have one order of cheese curds?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us what cheese curds actually is? What they are?
Actually, it's they take the curd from the milk, and it's processed. Many people beer batter them, but they have breaded cheese curds also. So that's what makes most fairs tick, is Wisconsin cheese curds.
This fair is ticking.
This fair is ticking.
Judith Keppel calls this her diner on wheels. With cropped bleach blonde hair and a cigarette in hand, she's a one-woman show frying up whatever customers order. Judith is 70 years old and seems like a model of self-reliance.
I've been doing this since I was 21. My first paying job was when I was 10. I had permanent beer stands at State Fair Park for 38 years. I call this my semi-retirement now.
You're running a business that long on your own. That takes a lot of strength.
Yes. I raise my children by myself.
Single mom and running your own business. What's the secret?
Love of family, having pride, not going to the system for a handout.
Judith Keppel believes too many people are expecting handouts from the government these days, and she blames the current administration. This is what's on her mind this election year.
Who are you supporting this November?
Romney. Going with Romney. I don't like seeing our country become a socialistic country, and I think that's where it's headed for right now.
That's something we heard a lot during our visit to Wisconsin, that under President Obama, the government has tried to do too much and it's gotten too big. And in a county that went for Mr. Obama in 2008, that feeling is driving some people to Republican Mitt Romney. But there was a tension in some of the voices. In these hard times, people have lost jobs. Farmers have suffered through drought. So some of the very people who bemoan the size of the federal government acknowledge it's a government that at times came through for them. We walked through the fairgrounds by the swinging pirate ship and by all those win-a-stuffed animal games. And by the music tent where a male a cappella group called The Blend was holding court all day. Finally, we reached back to the dairy barn.
That's a cow making some noise. Just started raining a little bit, and so she might be a little excited.
And Charlie Kanegi right here may be even more excited. Like so many Wisconsin farmers, he's been hit by the drought.
Beautiful day that it's raining. I mean, all the farmers are smiling the last 2 days because it's rained pretty steady and we're grinning from ear to ear.
Charlie has 130 cows on his farm. They depend on the alfalfa that he grows. But because of the dry weather, some of his stalks are 4 inches high when they should be 10 inches taller than that. Charlie and I got to talking politics. He said he's leaning Republican. He's not all that enthusiastic about Mitt Romney, but he definitely wants a change.
I'm not a big fan of how big the government's gotten or how many people are living off the government now. And I understand people have hardships with the economy and everything else, but to me, it's just pretty soon we've got to stand on our own feet and get up and get moving and not rely on somebody else helping us with that. I mean, America was founded on people getting up and going and making their own living, their own lifestyle. And I'm afraid we've gotten too far away from that.
Farm subsidies has always been a matter of debate in this part of the country. And I wonder, do you get federal support?
Yeah, we've been enrolled in government programs. By no means we're the largest. We don't get a lot of government support. We get some.
Some people might say that seems like a contradiction if you talk about, you know, wanting a smaller government, not giving handouts, but that, you know, a lot of farmers like yourself, you know, take some federal help. I mean, help make sense of that for me.
Yeah. The way I look at it, I mean, we'll take advantage of the programs that are offered, but it's a very small portion of my income at all that comes from government subsidies or government programs. The issue I have is when people's primary income is money that comes from our taxes. to me, that's not the mindset this country is built on, and something that needs to be changed.
Come on out and listen to the blend. Right out on the expo stage, under that nice big tent. Thank you for coming to the fair.
A few miles away from the fairgrounds, outside a county courthouse, we encountered much of the same sentiment from Patricia and Stephen Cumber, who were working at their food truck.
Well, we got some chicken cacciatore. We got some
Patricia,
nachos
the quieter
cheese.
Of the two, cheese. And Steve, who proudly sports a Hulk Hogan mustache, work long hours together, finding spots all around the county to sell their sandwiches. Town squares by day, and then at night outside dive bars when the revelers emerge hungry at 2:30 in the morning. I made clear I didn't come just for food.
Do you both know who you're voting for yet in November?
We're not telling you. We won't.
Mitt Romney. Yeah.
Did your wife just spill the beans?
I don't know. Maybe she did. No.
One reason the couple's not that thrilled with the current administration is that their lives have only gotten harder these last few years. Patricia worked as a machinist for one of the big local manufacturers, Mercury Marine, but she took a buyout and started this food truck. What she didn't know is that Stephen would soon be fired from his job as a welder. Now that his unemployment has run out, the truck is their only income. They're surviving, barely.
With both of you doing the business alone, how do you handle health insurance?
Well, I get the VA because I was in the military. Steve, he's out of luck.
No.
So you're not insured right now?
I'm healthy. I'm a very, very healthy person. It runs in my family. I've got no issues with my family health background whatsoever, thank God.
When the president talks about wanting everybody to be insured, does that resonate with you at all?
I live in America. Don't we have the right to take and say, hey, you know?
But how about when you get sick, who's going to pay for it?
Well, I have to pay for it. I have to pay my way to live, don't I? Right? Because nobody else is taking care of that.
I guess, what do you think of when the president talks about, you know, this new law that he hopes will cover everybody?
No, the people of this free country should have the right to take and say who we want, where we want it, and how we want it.
And Patricia, does it worry you that he's not insured?
Well, yeah. I'll have to pay for it. Yeah. What if you get sick and you have to go to a nursing home?
No, I have children that I made that I love, and I'm there for them till the day I die. And what makes you think that they won't tend for me as well? And I know that they will, you know. So I'm covered.
But it is scary. Yeah.
It is.
Scary enough that Patricia's ears do perk up when President Obama talks about making sure all Americans have health insurance. But her fears are outweighed by a mistrust of the government and a feeling that Washington is trying to make too many decisions for people. Tomorrow, as our series First in Maine continues, we'll hear a Democratic state senator talk about the presidential race and also the political climate in Wisconsin.
Can you imagine what it must take to make the nicest people on earth have the kind of demonstrations we've had in the last year and a half to really be divided?
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.